This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Satu Allah, alhamdulillah. I don't know where the end. Wait, no. I think this should be here. No? Inflict harm and pain. Okay. 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 بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أوصيكم وإياي أولا بتقوى الله فقد فاز المتقون قال الله تعالى في القرآن الكريم بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وبعد السلام عليكم ورحمة الله wabarakatuh. All the praises due to Allah Rabbul Alameen for His blessing, His mercy, and His guidance. May Allah Rabbul Alamin protect all of us, seeker of knowledge, from jahil, from ignorance. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala strengthen our iman through the knowledge that we have been seeking the Quran and the Sunnah of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Brothers and sisters, we never fail to remind ourselves the importance of calling upon Allah. Ud'uni astajibu lakum. Allah always remind every one of us, call upon me so that I will respond to your call. Meaning, Allah love every one of us who humble ourselves and keep asking Him for anything that is very, very important in our life. And nothing is more important to seek Allah's guidance. Nothing is more important to seek Allah's. Now you can have everything in this world, but if you are not guided, then you'll end as a loser. And nobody can say, I'm guided, if you are not following the Quran and the Sunnah. Whoever feel that they are guided without following Quran and Sunnah is just a dream. Their imagination. Because Allah and our Prophet have reminded us about how to seek guidance. Guidance is to help us to overcome whatever problem, challenges, trial, fitan that we are facing. And that's why Allah chose Surah Al-Fatiha to be opening chapter of the Quran. Why? Only Allah knows why. But if you look carefully in Surah Al-Fatiha and the way our Prophet have taught us, and he said, there's no prayer, salawat, without Surah Al-Fatiha. To show us how important to make sure that before anything, you must be humble and ask Allah for God. Kiki, is the door there open? Somebody is trying and then... Okay. Let it open a bit now. Okay, because heavy, yeah? Okay. We understand why Allah named this surah Surah Al-Fatiha, the opening chapter. Allah is telling us about the opening chapter. To open what? To open the hijab between we and Him. Because you cannot just talk to Allah without adab. That's why the Prophet ﷺ mentioned in one of the hadith, the meaning of the hadith is that prayer that do not start with praising Allah, alham, will not be raised up to Allah. You must remember Him, praise Him first. You said at least alhamdulillah, example. So that's why Surah Al-Fatiha is the surah to remind us the importance to praise Allah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Praising Allah in the way He wants you, not your way. Remember who is our God. Allah Rabbul Alameen. He is Allah Rabbul Alameen. He is the creator, yeah, of everything. That opened the mind and the heart of the believer that we all must share this important message to everyone. It's not just for you. Allah don't belong to you, it belongs to all the creation. And Allah said, وَلَهُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْكُلُ لَهُ قَانِتٌ. Everything in the heaven and in the sky and the earth belong to Him. And every creation of Allah remember Him. Except two. There is the jinni and the insi. Meaning, other than the jinn and human, every creation remember Allah. We are the one being tested and we keep on failing. When Allah created us, He created us for a very noble purpose and reason. Allah said, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ jinn wal ins illa liya'budun. I never create the jinn or human except for them to know me, to love me, to believe in me, to worship me alone. And Allah also said, وَمَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا. Never once Allah created anything without a reason. Not for play, not for fun. أَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ. Allah asks us, do you think that I created you for fun without any purpose? And then you know at the end of the day you have to come back to me. So for those who have been a Muslim and been learning about Islam guided by the Quran and Sunnah is a great blessing. Knowing who is the creator, acknowledge Him is known as Tawhid Rububiyah, where people are today are not exposed to this term and they don't like this kind of Tawhid. They want other Tawhid, they don't want Tawhid Rububiyah. But it's just a term. We get very confused with term today. We argue and fight because of the terminology, where the whole thing is going back to the same thing. And Allah said, if you ask anybody, if you ask them, who is the creator? Everybody deep in their heart know Allah. Man khalaqa samawati wal ard fayaquluna Allah. Allah is telling us, you want to believe or not, that's up to you. He created every one of us. And He said, if you ask anyone who created the sky, the heaven, and the earth, people will say, Allah. That is Tawhid Rububiyah. If you don't want to accept the term, you can come with any term, there's no problem. Except you must remember, you must acknowledge the true creator is Allah Rabbul Alameen. Why are we different in color, race? Allah make it different. وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلًا. I am the one who decide to make you into nation and tribes. We did not choose who we want to be, but Allah decide. When He said, kun, fayakun, be, and is be. Very simple. Then Allah is talking about His beautiful name, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. About His, He is the owner, about His attribute now. Maliki Yawmiddin. Allah is talking about His attribute, Asma'i al-Husna. And Allah said, call upon me through my beautiful name. Fad'u biha. Then the fourth ayat, Allah wants us to remember, Iyyaka na'budu وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. We've been reciting this. Every Muslim never failed to recite Surah Al-Fatiha. When come to the third, the fourth ayah, that is the beginning which Allah respond. هَذَا بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ عَبْدِي وَلِعَبْدِي مَاسَ. There's no more hijab. No more curtain between me and my servant, my slave. Allah opened the door for every single one of us to connect with Him, to talk to Him directly. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ. That's why you see the Muslim, when they want to worship Allah, they can worship Allah anywhere they are, as long as they face Qibla, they know the time is right. I mean the Salawatul Khamsa, the five daily prayer. And then they can take the ablution, everything ready, they can pray. They don't have to wait for an imam, no. They don't have to wait for a priest, a monk. Without them, you cannot pray, no. Of course, when there is a jama'ah, it's better, you got better blessing, and then you got 27 rewards. But as an individual, you can be as poor, yeah, the poorest person in the earth. You can be as ugly, and nobody like to look at you. But you have the right given by the Creator to contact Him, communicate with Him directly. Because Allah don't look at how poor you are. Important, you want to stay connected to me. That is important. He opened the door now. Haza baini wa baina abdi. No more curtain. There's no more people that can stop you now. And then, when you say, I'm worshipping you, to you, we worship, O Allah, to you only we ask for anything we want. Now, what did Allah say to us after that? He loved us so much, He taught us what to ask. Can you imagine? If He give it to you, so many things was in our mind. I want to be this, I want to be that, I want to be... We have so many needs. I want to stay strong, I want to be beautiful, handsome, I want to be rich, I want to be somebody known, I want to be a celebrity, I want to have a beautiful sound so that I can be a good singer. You can have so many dreams. But Allah is telling us the most important prayer, dua, ihdina siratal mustaqim. Oh Allah, guide us to the right way. If you are a successful businessman, very rich, but all the money, majority is haram, dirty money. Corruption. You don't have peace. You think people respect you because of your property? No. There will come a time people will just arrest you for that, and you'll be charged, and the whole world know who you are. What is the point? You have all the power here. When you have power, suddenly you are behind bars. For us who don't have anything, and alhamdulillah, we live so free. We stay outside, no problem. Nobody bother about us. You go anywhere, nobody notice who you are. Humble, simple. But sometimes people can give you a lot of security. That's why there was a saying, very interesting. They said, when you are driving, suddenly you come to a traffic light, and now your traffic light is showing green. What should you do? Drive. But because somebody important, more important than you, is passing by from another direction where the traffic light is red, but they can go. They stop you because of what? Because we are nobody. Yeah. And we pay tax, road tax, everything. And they don't pay tax. That's why they don't stop in all these tolls. They have, when they are coming, the toll will be open for them. We cannot. Well, we are paying tax, but we have to give way because somebody more important is passing by. Ministers and so on. What do you feel? Now the minister is moving suddenly. The king is also coming from another direction. Do you think they will allow the minister to move? Or they let the king to move first? The king has to move. You minister, wait. Because the level is not the same. See? You have to give it. I mean, it's common in life. But what do you feel when the king and his group is moving, suddenly a cow is crossing? Do the cows stop for the king? Or they have to slow down and make sure the cow pass them in peace? When you try to imagine, you are so high above, but then Allah just sent an animal. Allahu Akbar. And that's why Allah Rabbul Alameen mentioned this in the Quran. He said, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. In the page 148, before the topic we're going in today, is 149. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. Verily indeed we have created human being in the best of form. And Allah remind us again in the other ayah, وَلَقَدْ زَرَقْنَا لِجَهَنَّمْ كَثِيرًا مِنَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنسِ. Remember, I am the one who created the heaven and the earth. I created hellfire, and Allah said, prepare hell for the jinn and the human. In hell, majority of the inhabitants are jinn and us. Why? لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا. I give them the heart, they are heartless. They never learn. They don't feel for anything. Very selfish, self-centered. The little Allah gave, they become very proud, boastful, arrogant, ungrateful. وَلَهُمْ أَذَانٌ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ بِي. I give them the ear to listen to my command, my word. Listen to the ayah and the saying of the beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They don't care. Most of the time, the younger generation just listen to music without stop. The whole body will move because of music. You recite the Quran, they get sleepy. Boring. You know what's happened? Your heart is dead now. It's not responding. وَلَهُمْ أَعْيُنُ لَا يُفْسِرُونَ بِهَا. I give them the eye, but they are blind. So many things today, you see, if you're walking, people don't look at you anymore. In the 80s, I still remember when I was living in Kuala Lumpur, in the heart of KL. We get to see each other when we walk, you know. We will wish each other good morning to the not yet Muslim, good evening, and for Muslims, people look at each other. Today, Everybody is in their handphone. They don't look at you anymore. Can you imagine the changes that we are facing now? The connection, eye-to-eye connection, no more. Even sometimes you are, you know, walking with your partner, your loved one, your children. Can you imagine sometimes everybody is busy? Your children can just disappear in front of you because you're not looking at them anymore. They like to look at you, but you don't have time to look at them. That's why Allah said, I give you the eye, but you are blind. A lot of people will come in here and there. We have a lot of sign around. How many people look at the sign? They don't bother. That's why Allah said, I give you the eye, you are blind. And what did Allah say? Ulaika kal an'am. They are like cattle. Bal hum adall, worse than the cattle. Cattle is cattle. That is their fitrah. If they want to move, they move. They don't care. You can put all the traffic light. You can give all the siren. They don't know. Not for them. I want to walk. I'm going already. But human is different. That's why even you are the king or the emperor, you saw the cow have to move. You have to slow down. Allahu Akbar. You can be worse than them. That's why Allah said, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ ثُمَّ رَدَتْنَاهُ أَسْفَلَ سَافِلِينَ. I have created human in the best form, but if they don't behave like a human, they don't want to follow the guidance, then I will turn them to a situation that they are the lowest of the low. Asfala safilin. Worse than animal. We hope, brothers and sisters, Allah Rabbul Alameen, guidance is still there for us. If you keep on denying, ignoring the guidance of Allah, time will come. What did Allah say? خَتَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ وَعَلَىٰ سَمْئِهِمْ وَعَلَىٰ I'm sorry, I will close their heart. Their heart will be closed. Don't respond to anything is right anymore. You can read the Quran. I don't feel anything. I don't believe. When they look at the nature, they say, this is natural. Nothing to do with the creator. Nobody create it. It just exists by himself. You see how blind they are. You can talk to them. You can call them. They don't pay attention to you. That's why some people, if you go in the website today, when this thing happens, especially when they're a baby, they don't bother. Those passerby quickly run and try to save the baby first. And then the parent was upset. Who are you come and suddenly try to stop and do something? Example. It makes the person who was helping you so upset. You are going to kill your children because of that. They took their phone, they just threw on the ground, break their phone. Upset, human, being human. How can be you so blind? You can't even hear the car is moving. It's reversing. And you don't even feel. Now let us go back 148. For those who have been following this, it's just a revisit again. Allah said, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانِ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. I have shared with you the meaning just now. Allah have created us in the best form, best manner. Changing this stature without permission is indeed an act of atrocity and deviation that deserves punishment. Don't be ungrateful. That's why Allah said, "In shakartum la azidanakum wa la in kafartum inna azabi la shadid." If you are not grateful, you try to change how you look, how you were created, you are just too much. For the same reason, Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has declared that the woman who changed what Allah Subhanahu wa ta'ala has created, such as removing their facial hair if Allah created that, wearing wigs. So happened that you don't have long hair, Allah give you some hair, but you don't like that. You want to be not who you are, wearing wigs, false hair, filing their teeth, tattooing their body. Now more and more people are tattooing their body, seeking by that to improve their appearance. They try to look more trendy. They want to join the trendy group. You can join anybody. It's up to you. You want to be like an animal, half animal. Animal don't even recognize you. Half eagle, half lion. They are cursed. Whoever tried to change Allah's creation on you, you will be cursed. And the Prophet said, according to Ibn Mas'ud, La'anallah, Allah cursed those women who tattoo for others and those who get tattoos. Tattoo is haram. But the worst thing that is happening, brothers and sisters, I myself until today never heard in any of the khutbah that the imam is alert about this and remind all the papa and the man who want to be a real man, no tattoo. Tattoo is forbidden. It's cursed well. If you want to work, work. There's so many halal jobs. You don't work as a person who is drawing tattoo on people's body. Oh, this is a job, but that job is haram. Because the Prophet said, "Is haram Allahu shay'an haram thamanahu." If Allah forbids something, for you to eat, to do, your income from there is haram. You can say, "I'm not eating pork, but I'm selling pork. I'm not drinking liquor, wine, but I'm selling. I don't drink. Wallahi, I don't drink." It's true, maybe they don't drink. But I am selling. I am promoting. I'm a celebrity and the company want me. He give me some good money. And now you can see my face. I'm the celebrity. Everybody knows me. I'm promoting. Guinness Stout is good for you. How do you feel? You feel proud? Wow. You see your face everywhere. You are a celebrity and you look so pretty, so beautiful. I want you to promote my handphone. Handphone is so small. But I want you to dress half naked. And now I'm going to promote you. Every stop, traffic light, people is looking at a smartphone, small smartphone, with a beautiful lady. Yeah. Dress half naked. He give you big money. Is that what you want? Tattoo is haram. Not only those who tattoo there. The one who's in this profession, promoting, encouraging. Na'uzubillah. Those who pluck their facial hair for others. Sometimes we don't know how to pluck. We don't have the skill. We go to the center, beauty center. They have all these kind of services for you. And those who have their facial hair plucked, you allow yourself to go through this kind of thing. You are not happy with what Allah has created. Yeah? Those who connect their hair with another thick hair. You have hair. If your hair is short, alhamdulillah. No, a lot of ladies don't like to have long hair. Messy, is it? But if Allah said you can, you should, then you should. And because the woman don't want to have long hair, now the man is having long hair. I don't know what is happening. I don't know. I say, if the man so happened that they are so busy traveling, no time, no barber, that is a different thing. Then the Prophet did happen that sometimes he kept long hair until the shoulder. But most of the time his hair is short. Yeah. We like to follow trend without a limit. And those who file the teeth for beauty, they all change Allah's creation. If that's what you want, it's up to you. If Allah give you a body as a trust, how you want to make use of your body to do something against Allah and the teaching of Islam, then you just wait for your bad ending. Alhamdulillah, Allah's hidayah is very unique. There are people who are not yet Muslim. I've seen them. They are non-Muslim. Of course, they have tattoo. They are all gangsters, gangsterism. They are all fighter, warrior. They want to be strong. They want to show that, you see, the body here is lion and there is tiger. All the animals is in one person. But then suddenly they realize what they do, it is not enough for them. Don't make them happy. They don't have peace. They got hidayah from Allah. Allahu Akbar. These are the tough guy, you know. Everything they've done. Suddenly they got hidayah. They find peace. Allahu Akbar. You know. Now, 3/4 of their body is full with tattoos. Some to the level of the face. Some they try to make sure their face don't have that kind of strange drawing. But that is different. You have done what you have done when you are jahil. Even those who are Muslim, they make mistake. Time to come back to Allah. You repent and no more new tattoos. The old, if you can clean, you do it. If you can't clean, just leave it. But how do you minimize the fitna? You still have the way. You don't dress that expose the tattoo. Long sleeve. Yeah? You dress everything that cover. Try to cover it. Because people, when they look at you, they don't know who you are. They look at that tattoo. The good guy is going to be judgmental sometimes because it's about you. You are the one who display all these things. The sisters who like to pluck their whatever hair that Allah gives them on their face, they don't want to have their... What hair is that you call? The eyebrow. They want to be long one, not short one. You can do anything you like. Your color that Allah have created is so beautiful. You don't want, you want to color yourself. There's a movie you remember, they call Avatar. If the Chinese in my clan, they don't know how to pronounce Avatar, they say Auta. Auta in my dialect, the Chinese Hokkien, they say, it's like, this is all gimmick. Don't trust these people. He says something, Auta. That means nonsense. Inflicting harm and pain, harming a human being without reason is strongly prohibited. Haram is as well, Allah said. وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْزُونَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ بِغَيْرِ مَكْتَسَبُوا فَقَدِ احْتَمَلُوا بُهْتَانًا وَإِثْمًا مُبِينًا. In Surah Ahzab, verse 58. And those who harm believing men and women for what they do not deserve have certainly borne upon themselves a slander and manifest sin. You have committed a sin. Can you imagine Europe, who consider a very civilized country? They are the fourth, fifth world now. We are the second, third world people. We are poor. They are rich. We are nobody. They are somebody. That's why they always promote themselves. Yeah, that they are better than you. To the extent the middle people only honor them, not the Asian. Only honor the middle people, only honor the West. As long as you look white, wow. In the now, the middle people now are not proud to speak their own language. All want to speak English. It's okay because it's a language. Good for communication. And see what happened. They are so civilized, but when the Muslim woman is dressing in a very modest dress, covered, they can come and pull your hijab. Can you imagine? Is that civilization? It's my body. I don't talk about your body. You want to walk half naked? There is your body. Why is my right? Even the dog now is wearing shirt today. They want to dress up the animal, their dog, their cat. They give them some good shirt, some good garment. But when human, and we believe this is part of our right, to dress modestly, cover your aura, they can come and just pull your veil away. Astaghfirullah. What kind of human, what kind of civilization they are talking about? They keep on putting fear to the good people. People want to go drunk, do anything, no problem. You just want to pray. You find a one corner, you know the time of prayer is in. They can come after you. Astaghfirullah. When we pray, brother and sister, we are not praying just for ourselves. Ihdina siratul mustaqim. Guide us all. Not just guide me, oh Allah, guide everybody. They don't understand. They don't bother to ask. By right, I know when I was traveling in Europe, maybe 20 years ago, anywhere time for prayer, we just stop, we pray. At that time, thing was very different. How different? We find a safe area. Don't disturb other. We don't disturb any traffic. One corner. We have a sutra facing something. And the police who come by will give protection. They don't want other people to cause harm to us. Alhamdulillah. But we don't know what is happening later on. Either the politician have failed, who developed hatred, or people are very ignorant, and the police, the security is racist. If there are people, okay. When you look black, worse. It's like the black cannot drive a good car. The black cannot go in dining in a good restaurant. Not for you. You don't have money. You see how their mindset? They just cause harm, to one another just because of their ignorance, their arrogance. So they create fitna, and also they have collecting a lot of sin. Abdullah bin Abbas and Ubadah bin Samit, radiallahu anhumah, reported that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said this hadith. I have quote, and I believe every one of us memorized. La darara wala dirar. We repeat. This is la darara wala dirar. No harm may be inflicted on oneself or others. Meaning, we, a Muslim, guided by the teaching of Islam, our Prophet said, la darara wala dirar. Don't do or say, sometimes you don't say, but your action. Speak louder than word. You want to say anything, use the best word. Don't curse. Don't use abusive word. Don't use the four-letter word. Don't cause harm to yourself in the form of a speech or your own action. One of the actions that you are causing harm, tattooing yourself. Your hair is getting longer. You want to go to the barber, go. Remind the barber, I want to be my hair cut in the normal manner, not qaza. I was sharing this kind of poster that we printed here to a lot of young people that I met in Uzbekistan. Pass it to them. They never have this kind of exposure. Just read and just look at the example. You want to cut your hair? Cut normal. Now, who is having this problem? The barber. The barber is putting all the haram fashion, trendy. And then you allow yourself to be there. When you close your eye, you open your eye, you look like a... You don't look who, like you anymore. No, you must inform the barber now. Please cut my hair normal, around together, the same. Cut it, don't do like qaza. Sometimes I was very sad when I see some papa, father bring their children, they want their children to look like a stranger. what is happening to our mindset. It causes harm to yourself. People look at you. People don't have good feeling. Tattooing yourself is causing harm to yourself. And do not cause harm to other people in the form of action or word. Don't humiliate people. That's why if you cannot discipline your children very well, don't use word like, you are like shaitan. No. He's your son. How bad he is, he's still your son. Pray for him. Talk to him nicely. You cannot abuse him. Your worker, your driver, you don't abuse him because of his profession as a driver. The same thing, your mate, your helper, you don't abuse them. Of course, they are your helper. But you must honor them as who they are. They are not your slave. You pay them. You must be kind, respectful to everyone. You talk to them with respect. You make them happy. When you make them happy, and on or off, you can call them and eat with you. When you make people happy, the cook will prepare good food. If not, something like you can see in the video that the people send to me. Ask me my opinion. What do you think, Sheikh? And they came out with a lot of hadith, about spitting. And now they cook in the restaurant. Behind the scene, you're preparing food, a big, curry, they're preparing curry in a big, what you call this, puyuk. Suddenly they call, astaghfirullah, people who wear jubbah with kupiah and come and spit into it. And they start to mix everything to have barakah. Now, not only one restaurant, is more restaurants. Now, because the imam is doing it, he feels that his spit also, his saliva, is the same like Prophet Muhammad. He wants to be a prophet too. And now the worker themselves also do the same thing. What they're doing, martabak. Martabak, you love martabak. One pepeng, can you imagine? We hope the health department, the authority, will look into this seriously. They don't have the right to operate a restaurant anymore. Disgusting. It's really aib. How can you? It's Allah's work that something people just video it and share it. Now my feeling towards all these restaurants also have gone. Last time I just liked to go. Now my feeling also have changed. Of course, at the end of the day, they said, home food is always the best food. Even simple nasi goreng, fried rice, tastes better, cleaner, healthier. Now, please be kind to your mate who is doing cooking. Please respect your driver. When your driver get crazy, he have the thing, he say, enough is enough. I better die. Then he's going to drive. Crazy, then you will scream, Kalas, you're gone. I have experienced this one. Yeah, there's an argument. And this is not driver, this is husband and wife. So it happened the wife is a driver, a good driver. But now when she was driving, I was sitting behind, and husband on beside was arguing her car last. Now the wife forget about me behind. The anger in her. When there is a bomb, there is where he speed. Zoom! Astaghfirullah. So please, yeah, show kindness. Don't cause harm to anybody in a form of action or word. Yeah? Be kind to yourself, be kind to others. There are few reports in the Sunnah of our Prophet indicating that the Muslim woman during the Prophet time wore earring. They do decorate themselves. Yeah? And the Prophet did not condemn or prohibit this. Quoted by Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, reported that he saw the Prophet pray the 2 rakat on the day of Eid, Eid al-Fitri or Eid al-Adha, then walk with Bilal radiallahu anhu to where the woman said. Then the Prophet will give khutbah to them too. Yeah? He admonished them and urged them to give sadaqah, encourage the woman, because women are the best treasurer. Men have anything extra, give to the wife will keep. Yeah. They are good in that, alhamdulillah, for raining days to come. So he urged them to give sadaqah. They responded by giving their ring, earring, and other jewelry items. Sometimes women don't carry a lot of cash. Today, everybody travel cashless now. I just got a very bad experience in my traveling. Yeah, I've been traveling hundred of time around the globe. I got a very bad experience this time. I was informed that everything is there already. I've got 30 kilograms of weight for my luggage. My luggage don't even weigh 10 kg. The one that I want to check in. They said you have to pay because your ticket is not included in check-in luggage. 10 kg, because if you pay earlier, cheaper. You pay at the counter, they charge you 48 RM per kilo. So I have to spend 480 ringgit. If not, they're going to check in my luggage. I have my hand luggage. I brought books and everything that I want to distribute for the ummah there. And not, I was given the info earlier, 30 kg. 10 kg, they said no. I was very upset. I looked for the officer. I said, what is happening? This is the worst experience I have in my traveling. Minimum, you must have 20. 30 is good. This is 10. Oh, our policy. Everything, if you buy direct with them, I say, we don't know. We inform the people who's going to organize this. They should know. There's a hidden cost in your operation. In Islam, this is haram. You cannot even get a pillow. You must pay. You cannot have a blanket, you must pay. Everything have to pay. It's not like before airline, when you book a ticket, you get minimum this, you get pillow, you get blanket, you get your food. Now everything you have to pay. They say, oh wow, this is a super saver, I think your ticket. I don't know, I never. Normally I will buy our own ticket, but sometimes the one who invite you, the host, want to buy for you. Astaghfirullah. And not only I experienced, the counter was delayed because we argue, what is happening? And then another lady from China, he got 18 kilo, 48 ringgit plus 18. No problem, you have to pay, he pay. I paid because I want to travel. Then I inform the people who bought it. They inform 30 kg. Yeah, that's why I informed them. But the system said no. What can I do? Another sister, yeah, traveling alone, he have to pay 800 plus. No, my she has to pay. But she don't have cash. She have the phone and Alipay. But the system of Alipay is not there. Well, she was so sad. How can I travel? I have gone through that experience. So I saw her in a distressed manner, approach her. Oh, that is, but I have, I can pay. But they don't have the system. Neither he brought a card with her. There's no credit card. Alipay now online. Yeah, on his handphone. You go to restaurant, so you want to order food. There's a what they call? Code. Yeah? You do as a scan. I think in the future, all these will have a lot of problem traveling. The young people, they know what to do. Scan. Where is the menu? Let me see. There. We don't even know how to scan. Then I said to the lady, okay, no problem. Now, I also don't have Alipay application. So we have a friend with us. He don't have. He said, oh, my wife have. I'll call my wife. Now you transfer to my wife account, we'll pay for you here. She was so grateful. She was so thankful that there are people who is here to make her life easier. You know? One episode. So I inform all my people, pay. Don't depend on the system. Check everything again. Alhamdulillah. They went to the airport. They want to check in my luggage. Now it's extra weight now. Normally you travel light, but coming back, because people who like you, give you this, give you some present, buy some fruit for you. They want to pay. I inform them, pay online, cheaper. Don't know, they have their own way of doing things. I was not there. I was in another place. They helped me to check in everything. I was put in the VIP lounge, but a big surprise again. They check in everything, but they don't have the system to accept money at the counter. Where must I pay when I arrive? How much I have to pay? 1,200 plus. But they have prepared the money for me. Sheikh Hazib, sorry, you know. We want to pay, but they cannot accept. But we can check in. Now, this is the money you pay on arrival. I forgot everything. When I came down, I arrived in KLIA. When I stepped out, there's a people holding my name. Oy, I think I've become a very important person now. I say, is this you? Yes, it's my name. Can I see your boarding pass? You have to pay 1,000 to... Huh? I say, must I pay? Yeah, you have to pay. This is extra luggage. How many extra? 18 kg only. They charged me 1,000 plus. But the other side, know that this is the charge. They have given me the money. How did I pay? But I informed the officer again. This is the worst service I have. I think enough. Going, I have this problem. Coming back, to the problem. I will never recommend anybody to use this airline. This is how you treat your passengers. Everything, they have a hidden cost. Oh, we have made it very clear in our system. Yeah, a lot of people don't know. We may have our travel agency people who are organized things. We don't have problem before, so we don't feel that we're going to have problem. But for you all, you are money-oriented, money, comfort, and the way you come in, you hear the hidden cost. This also causes harm for travelers. If you don't have anything, then you have problem. Coming back to the hadith, it was prohibited. If it was prohibited to wear earring, the Prophet would have declared it when he saw the jewelry that the woman gave as a sadaqah. And women don't bring cash, so they bring a lot of jewelry. They have a lot of earring, ring, and so they donate it. Allahu Akbar. When you donate a ring here for the sake of Allah, an earring, Allah is going to give you more in Akhirah. Here you may have just an earring without diamond. Allah will give you earring with diamond. When you enter paradise, you just ask Allah, I want to have green diamond, black diamond. Allah will give it to you. Anything you want, I will give it to you. Allahu Akbar. In the long hadith known as the hadith of Ummu Zar, Aisha radiallahu anha reported that Prophet Muhammad told her that Ummu Zar said the following about her husband, the wife of who Ummu Zar. My husband, Abu Zar. Abu Zar is his nickname. And what would you know about Abu Zar? He made my ear heavy with jewelry. Before, they don't give a lot of cash to the wife. They just give them jewelry. Wife, woman love to wear jewelry. To the extent her ear become heavy, that means not the tiny, tiny one, you know, big one. In the conclusion of this hadith, Prophet said to Aisha, Ya Aisha, kuntu laki, I am to you like Abu Zar was to Zar. The Prophet also like to give something to Aisha. Make her happy. This indicates the Prophet's approval, among other things, of Abu Zar giving earring to Zar to wear. Zainab bin Nabi radiallahu anhum, on her who was Anas bin Malik's wife, reported, Abu Umama radiallahu anhuma request from the Prophet to give some jewelry when he win it from war, al-ghanima, to my mother and my aunt. Later on, some jewelry was brought before the Prophet, some including earring made of gold and pearl. The Prophet gifted some of the earring. When I grew up, I found some of that jewelry in my family's house. Yeah, in the war, normally, whoever participate will have the right to ghanima, the spoil of war. And the Prophet was given a special quota for that. Yeah, so then, whatever the Prophet have, not for himself, he will distribute to whoever he want. Yeah? So, in conclusion, brothers and sisters, we have seen that it is prohibited to pierce any part of the body because it involves changing Allah's creation and inflicting harm and pain. This general rule holds all the time, with only one exception that derived from the hadith presented in the previous subsection. Most of the scholars conclude that it is permissible for women to have their earlobes pierced in order to wear earring on them. They argue that it had been prohibited, the Prophet would have taken, the occasion to explain this to people and warn them against it. So one of the great scholars, Ibn Qayyim, said, as for piercing a girl's ear, it is permissible for the purpose of wearing jewelry. This was stated by Imam Ahmad. He also stated that it is disapproved to do it for a boy, a male. The difference between the two is that female need to wear jewelry, making piercing her ear of benefit, contrary to a boy. So boy, different, male, different. Now today, no different. Yeah, now today, the man like the woman. And the woman like to do like a man. Opposite now. Yeah? We know what happened if this thing is happening. This is the sign of the doomsday. It's coming very close. Yeah? People are not proud of who they are. They want to be like others. We should be proud of who we are. You are a male, behave like a male, dress like a male, talk like a male, walk like a male. Female, the same. Dress like a female, talk like a female. Even walking, you should walk like a female. There is a difference, you know. Allah created the difference to show that this is a man and this a he and a she. So the conclusion, number one, it is permissible to place a female earlobes in order to place earring on them. Number two, only one hole is permitted in each ear. Number three, no other parts of the body, nose, navel, tongue, maybe. Because today, astaghfirullah. You don't know what happened to the human value today. They poke every part of their body. Even the tongue, sometimes they talk to you. You saw something there now. I don't understand. Maybe you all understand better. Wallahu a'lam. Yeah? I don't know what's happening to human. You know, even the bull will not allow themselves to do this until they are forced to. You know, the bull look beautiful in his own way. He know that I'm a bull, so let me be a bull. Yeah. Now it's like the pet dog. You know, people are dressing up the pet dog. If this pet dog go and join the other dog will run away from them. You see, you don't look like us. You know, we have all the hair with us, colorful, very hairy, but now you have another garment on you. Astaghfirullah. Human is, that's why Allah said human can be worse than animal, because animal don't do this to human. No animal can do this to human, but human can do this to the animal. Astaghfirullah. males may not pierce their ear or wear earring because this is a strictly feminine adornment in Islam. In addition, this is done nowadays by singer and other corrupt individuals that Muslims should stay away. Don't imitate anybody who don't follow the Islamic guideline. Guidance is important. We are Muslim. Muslims have their own value. You know, we pray 5 times a day. They don't have to pray. That's why in certain countries it was amazing and surprising. The Muslims honor the right of other people. In the airport, they have a Muslim praying room. They know you have other believers. They have the Jews, the Christian, the Hindu praying room too. Yeah. If those who like to pray, you have your own privacy. When we don't know which one, somebody says, oh, you walk that corner, you go to the right, and then you see some praying hall. So we don't know. We thought that only musalla for the Muslim. So when I open one door, I say, oh, nobody there. But there's no sign of Qibla. There's other sign. Maybe this is not the room I'm looking for. I went out and asked them, oh, no, for the Muslim, you walk further in. I went in, full house. Alhamdulillah. Because the Muslims pray 5 times a day. The only religion that put the ruling of praying 5 times a day is Muslim. If they don't have the praying room, we can pray anywhere. But surprisingly, it's the Muslim honor. Yabilakum dinukum walidin. But it's a waste because people don't pray. But the Muslim marham full house. I have to wait for another Jama'ah. Yeah? So we are different. The not yet Muslim have their lifestyle, have their own value. Lakum dinukum waliyadin. That's how we move on. You never see any Muslim country treat the non-believer, how the non-believer treat the Muslim in the West today. Yeah? So may Allah guide all of us, brothers and sisters, make us proud of who we are, stay guided by the Islamic principle, and share the beautiful guidance of Islam to other people. Whether they follow or not is Allah's will. Our duty is to share with them. And may Allah accept all the things that we have been doing, following the Quran and the Sunnah, and protect us from further fitna. InshaAllah, if there's any question, now we open for Q&A. Fatafadda. Any question from the Jama'ah? Any question online? Any question online? No question online. Good. Any question on site? The poster that I shared with you, I brought along to Uzbek, is this kind of poster. Talking about the haircut, qaza. Yeah, and then the hadith is behind. Important because a lot of people today are not aware. Now, Muslims today have lost their values and identity sometimes. If I look at what is really happening, we don't blame the public. The public don't really know and learn. We have failed. Scholars have failed. The Khatib of Jumat have failed. You talk so many other things that is not relevant. People are not listening to the khutbah because you are not addressing things that are relevant to today's world. That is number one now. Question? You read.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, read for me so that everybody can hear. You know? That's why a lot of people go to Jumma, they sleep. Alhamdulillah, they don't allow you to play with your handphone, but a lot of people still. When this thing happens, I always remind the people beside me, if they are doing this, I hope you don't do this when the khutbah is on. Okay. I had to say something. Because Khatib don't say anything today. Naam, we'll let you read the question first.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. There's some question from our brother Sheikh Imran Iskandar. Sheikh, do we shave girls' hair for the newborn? Some say only boys, forbidden to shave girls' hair.
Yeah, it's a very good question. The tahniq halaq of a newborn baby. For the newborn, there is no hadith that only said only baby boy. Any newborn baby, as long as they are newborn 7 days, it is highly recommended to shave the baby hair and weigh their hair, and then you give sadaqah. Yeah? Weigh the hair in the scale and give sadaqah according to the weight of silver. If anybody don't give more, the value of gold, everything done on the 7th day, and you tahnik the baby, and then you offer akikah, the male, 2 sheep, 2 goats, female, 1. So there is no indication that baby girl different from there. So that's why we encourage those who have the means to do it. There's only once you can do to the baby. If she's a girl, that's the only time you can shave the hair. After that, no more. Yeah. For the boy, you can still do it. Especially when you go to Umrah or Hajj, you can shave your hair, but not for women, only once. So whoever wants to say there's a difference for baby girl and baby boy, then they should come. If not, then we go back to the general order for babies. Yeah, only the difference that we are aware is the akikah, 1 for the girls, 2 for a boy. That's the only difference. Yeah? So when there's nothing to indicate the difference, we go back to the general order until there is something to show there's a difference. Inshallah. Now, yourself, Fajr? Sleeping.
Yeah, because in our local masjid, people sleep, and they sleep regularly during the khutbah. In fact, you see all the imams and all the khas, the special people who sit at the front, they fall asleep. You can see it. I mean, they're literally kind of, their hands are drooping. And then they get up and pray. And I'm not sure what the fiqh understanding here is regarding sleeping, but from my understanding is if you feel drowsy, you should get up and move. And if you fall asleep, you should go and make wudu. But these people don't do that. They literally sleep and then get up and they pray. And I'm wondering also, if they don't have wudu and they stand in line, have they broken the saf? And there's lots there, isn't there?
Now, dosing off while you are sitting, a mild kind of doze off, do not break the wudu. Yeah. Anytime we can have that experience sometimes, we're waiting, people are talking a language that we don't understand. We just wait to participate. After that, we may come in. Then we may doze off. Yeah? But deep sleep, you really lie down. And that, you can break your wudu. Yeah? The one that is just dozing off is still okay. But now, the reason that a lot of people are doing that, because it's not relevant. There is a problem. Normally, when people want me to give khutbah, and they prepare the text, everything, I say, then you read. I just listen. If you don't trust me, you don't call me. If you trust me, you give me the gist. What do you think they want to talk about for this Jumu'ah? You can give me some gist of it. I will know what to do. Because I have to talk to the people. I'm not going to talk to the paper. It's an eye-to-eye contact. And I can see when we talk in that manner, people listen. Because we are talking about thing that have to do with their daily life now is happening. So of course, those who just off is too sad that this thing has happened. They don't benefit from Jumu'ah. By right, Jumu'ah is like a booster to every believer. To the extent people who are busy doing business, what did Allah say? Wazarul bayt. Stop business. Come. Listen to the khutbah. To charge your iman again, that should be the spirit. Today, na'uzubillah, that is a time people are busy outside the mosque selling food. They only come in to pray. They don't even listen to the khutbah. I feel very sad every Jumu'ah when I look at this. Don't you know the law of Jumu'ah? Allah in the Quran, Surah Jumu'ah, say, Ya ayyuhallazina amanu iza nudiya lis-salati min yawmil jum'ah fas'au ila zikri wa zarul bayt. Stop business. That's why in the time of Osman, the two azan was introduced. First azan is before prayer time come in. Half an hour example. And that azan go out. And the real azan when the imam stand at the minbar and give salam, and that is the azan of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His time only one azan. You want to do two, fair enough, but one earlier to alert all the businessmen. Prayer time is coming in now. Stop your business. Then after prayer, you continue. They allow them to do business. Okay, put a time frame. 10 minutes before that, stop. If you want to do business around the masjid. What is happening? It's like when Allah says, stop business, that is the time they want to do business. A lot of people coming, people want to eat. So, where is the Jumu'ah now? And the authority allowed, that is what made me very sad. You have the authority to say, this time, stop. Everybody in the mosque now. Can you imagine? Here is khutbah, here is eating and talking, business going on. In front of the masjid. When we were students in Medina before, we experienced beautiful thing in Mecca. I don't know whether the thing is still there today. You have the mutawwid. We'll go around to all the shop. If you do not close, they will arrest you. Consider a crime. They arrest you. And some people close. They close and they close themselves inside. They close, not go to the mall. They close and they stay inside. And the mutawwid who has experience will kind of knock. They will arrest them. You come here, you do business in front of Haram, Makkah, Medina, and you don't pray. You don't go and pray. It so happened, my friend, I involved as the reinforcement officer for this. And also, my friend was a magistrate in Makkah on and off they invite me to go to the prison. The prison is not in Haram, outside Haram. There is a prison. They put all these people there and they invite me to give a talk to them. Because these are foreigners, a lot of foreigners. Yeah. Because it's a crime. Can you imagine you come to Haram, you are doing business in front of the Haram, prayer time, you don't pray. Are you a Muslim? Now they have doubt. Are they Muslim or not? Alhamdulillah, like in Makkah, Medina, even you have the shop, the store, you just put a blanket, cover, you can go and pray. Nobody dare to steal. Alhamdulillah. Not necessary to lock everything on it, because people dare not, because the officer, the mutawid, will be moving around. So it's true. Yeah, what Brother Mujahid said, that a lot of people is not listening to the khutbah. And I, number one, when this question was raised to me more than 15 years ago, where in the TV program, asked me, what do you think, Sheikh, about people who sleep when Jumaat khutbah is on? My answer to them, you don't ask me about those who sleep. You should ask me why people go to sleep. Because the khatib have failed and we are not talking to the audience. We are reading khutbah from heart to heart. Look at them. That's why in the Prophet time, when somebody came in, the Sahaba came and said, the Prophet talked to him. Have you performed two rakat prayer? They said, Ma salaytu ya Rasul, kum salli rakatain. See how the Prophet react. Of course, we know the Prophet don't read, don't write. So everything come from the heart. Heart to heart talk. Today, why we fear? You fear the scholar. If the scholar are very abusive, of course, you can discipline the scholar, discipline the imam. But if they know how to be a good imam, you should be happy that they are talking to the people and make the people change from Jumaat to Jumaat, become better and better. That should be the spirit. Yeah. Normally, if I were to travel to any country, yeah, of course, you have more freedom to express yourself in a not yet Muslim country. They give you that kind of freedom. But in a Muslim country, we feel very sad. The fear in them is not necessary at all. Good scholar will not use the mimbar to attack any individual except to give a general reminder. But if that also you fear, that means you fear the truth, nothing but the truth and the whole truth. Then of course, what happened? People will doze off. You know? So people never change. You talk about so many things. Do not touch the heart of the Jama'ah. Like tattooing. Talk to them. Qaza. The barber is there. Don't do this kind of haircut. Now you can alert the public also. Now they send their children. Let them look like a Muslim children. Example. Thing that is relevant to what is happening. Yeah, may Allah guide all of us. So that's why every Jumaat, if I go to the mosque, no, it hurt my heart. Even praying, they don't want to stand close to each other. Those who together, our Jumaat is around, alhamdulillah, we managed to stand close, but majority, they don't want to stand close. Why? Because the imam say that. Stau sufuhakum fa inna taswiyatu sufuh mim tamamis. They say that. But what is the point? You just lip service. You don't give them time and check on reinforcement is important. Now, any last question from the sisters? Oh,
sorry. Okay. Just an addendum to what you said. you mentioned the Adhan of Uthman.
Pardon?
The Adhan of Uthman.
Yeah.
And I think it's important for us to clarify that the Adhan of Uthman was done in the marketplace itself. It wasn't done in the masjid. So as you said, the Prophet's Adhan was done in the masjid. There was just one. Given that at that time, you know, they didn't have loudspeakers and everything, I mean, I can understand it. Even though some of the companions considered it a bid'ah, and Anas ibn Malik considered it a bid'ah, even Umar ibn al-Khattab's son considered it a bid'ah, Ibn Umar considered this a bid'ah as well. Mm. But given that we can understand the purpose, inshallah, hopefully bid'ah hasana, we can understand the purpose of it. What's the relevance today, given that people are in the masjid, they give the adhan, there's loudspeakers, but the adhan of Uthman is given in the masjid, is not given in a marketplace. It seems like there's no relevance for that today.
Mm. Yeah. If you still want to say, we want to follow some of the sahaba, yeah? Because the Prophet said, alaykum bi sunnati wa sunnati al-khulafa al-rashidin al-mahdimin ba'di. You see, this one is, look at that. Because the Islamic, the Ummah have grown so huge from the time of Umar. So the Ummah is getting more and more. People are doing business, alhamdulillah. Now, the Azan of Umar is true. Once near the market, alert the people who are involved in business. You need time to prepare, ready now. Today, you don't have that kind of system. People will, you come and azan in the market, people will say, you are extremist. You have done something to them, it's not only bid'ah, haram to them. So the whole situation has changed because of knowledge. Now, you have the loudspeaker. Can you make sure that the first azan, but the first azan today also is not following any of the companion. They call two azan when the time of prayer is in. One before the imam stand on the mimbar, like Zohar, and then they have a Qabliya like Zohar, and then the imam will go up to the mimbar, then give salam, and the second azan. This one don't follow any sunnah. Neither Omar, neither Abu Bakr, neither the Prophet of God, and also neither Osman. You want to do? Okay, one outside. If you think it's difficult, you put a loudspeaker. Facing area people doing business. And not enough today. It's not enough to just do that. You must have the reinforcement officer to discipline the Ummah, because people don't care. People don't bother about azan anymore. If people bother about takbir, people would not pray firework. But today's con case. Muslims are happy with firework for the Eid. You don't hear takbir anymore. And the takbir is getting softer and softer. And the firework is getting louder and louder until midnight. Until Qiyamulay, you know, we firework, astaghfirullah. All this that's happening around us, we can hear, we can see, make us feel very sick. Where is the people who have authority? They should not allow the Muslim to sell this kind of thing that have nothing to do with Islam. Waste of money, pollution of sound, pollution of air. But what can you do? We hope, alhamdulillah, when I was in Uzbek, I don't hear any firework. I came back yesterday, I heard again some firework. Even there's no Eid day, people like to on the on. Nobody care about that. Where is my right to have some peace to sleep? No? The whole system have gone very wrong. Even you talk to the not yet Muslim, will you ask them, how do you do this in your own country? You think the Chinese, the Singaporean who major Chinese, they allow people to do firework anywhere? No, they put a place facing the ocean. Whoever want to see if I go to that area, and it go to the sea, so that there's no fire burning. It may cause fire sometimes. They don't do like here. Here, just in front here, they shoot up and most of the thing will fall in our compound. I get very upset. They have no respect to their neighbor's right. Yeah? It's like a lawless place. And it starts from what? It starts from 7 until midnight 1. It's still on. May Allah give guidance to the people of authority. We just do what we can and pray for the best. But we have to speak up. Anytime we have an opportunity to say something, say. What is happening? What is happening? We want people to know, to feel. Yeah. That's why Allah said, لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا. I give them the heart. They are heartless people. They don't feel at all. Not my business. Everything is a business. Selling is a business. Selling and buying are you allowed to do this kind of thing? Alhamdulillah, we don't get involved. Sure. But a lot of ummah is doing it. Inshallah, brothers and sisters, may Allah bless us and guide us for spending our time wisely to seek the knowledge of Allah and try our best to follow what is right and also share what is right to our fellow Muslim brothers and sisters and those who are not yet Muslim who are close to us, do some da'wah to them. And may Allah accept our deeds, forgive all our weaknesses and sin. Ameen. وبالله التوفيق والأقل دعوانا والحمد بالعالمين سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت استغفرك وأتوب إليك. We're ready for Zuhur prayer. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.